Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples, TasRacing.com.au, talking to trainer Rowan Hamer, who will saddle up six at the meeting in Devonport on Sunday. Welcome to the show, Rowan.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me.
All right. Look, first couple of races, Antique in race one, probably going around for the experience.
Yeah, she's had a couple of trials. She's quite an older man now. She's five and hasn't done anything. She hasn't shown us a lot. We've taken the 3 kilos off to try and give her a bit of weight relief because she's not quite very big. But, yeah, she's probably more there more for the experience than anything to see where she measures up.
All right. Well, Vocab in race two. Vocab's been placed fifth at class two. Can it improve?
Yeah, she's been solid without impressing too much. She impressed in a trial here, so she handles the synthetic quite well. She's probably looking for a bit further, but given the right run, she won't be that far away.
Okay, in race three, this is probably one of your best bets of the day, either or the best. Aspirate, top weight, resumes from a break, raced in the end of July. Has had a couple of trials, one at Devonport, the latest at Longford. That Longford trial was pretty good, beating Goodbye Lonesome and Lemon Splice.
Yeah, he's a good horse. At the 61 won't worry him. He's a very big horse, so weight's no problem. I think he was placed with 62 last start. So he has a few issues in the barriers, but if he gets out of them, no problem. I think he'd be very hard to beat.
All right, race five, Bedrock Dreams. Bedrock Dreams, very, very consistent, and comes off a last start second, and that was on Melbourne Cup Day behind Kepta. Looked to have the race won everywhere, bar right on the post.
Yeah, she tries her heart out every time she goes around. We were actually retiring after her last start, but she ran so well we got talked into running her again, but she'll be finished after tomorrow. But she tries her heart out, and she'll be thereabouts if they go hard and she can run over the top of them.
Well, Knightwood Lad is in race number seven, and Arnie had a couple of starts for you here in Tassie. The latest was 11.5 lengths, 8-10 behind Iona in Launceston, 25th of October. But you expect this four-year-old to improve a little bit?
I hope so. He's not very fast, but he can run consistent sectionals on the track for a fair way. So we worked him over 1800 on Wednesday when he missed a run, and he ran the same last 600 as he can run. Running up 600, so I'm hoping he can just keep the same tempo the whole way and improve a little bit out to the 1900 metres.
All right, and in the lucky last, well, Brackenby, a winner first up and won three before he went for a little break. Just a marvel, this 7-year-old, and he beat GG Winnett last start by 2 lengths and meets her better at the weights today, on Sunday.
Yeah, no, he's flying, the old boy. We sort of found the key to him, and he's a happy and racing well on the synthetic and meets another small field which suits him because he can settle anywhere. He can lead, he can settle last, he can run a good section at the end of a mile. So whatever happens, he's very adaptable and going really well, so he'll be right there again.
Would it be fair to say that Aspirate in race three and Brackenby race 80 are two best winning chances of your half dozen?
Yeah, definitely. Aspirate, I think, is our best, and Brackenby's got to be thereabouts because he's racing so well.
All the best on Sunday.
Thanks, Pete.